Matthew 1, 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus. The Christmas story begins with a dream. Joseph dreamed that an angel spoke to him in his sleep. "Don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife," the angel told him. "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins." This was no fantasy. This was no hallucination. The angel was real. The good news was real. Joseph followed his God-given dream. He adopted Jesus, and he called him his son. We like to dream big at Christmas time, don't we? Bing Crosby had two big hits back in the 40s, right? "I'm dreaming of a white Christmas." The next year, "I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams." In the poem, "The Night Before Christmas," we hear, "The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads." And then in the Nutcracker Ballet, it's this crazy Christmas dream, right? About gingerbread soldiers sword fighting with mice and the sugar plum fairy in the land of the sweets. By the way, what's the deal with all the sugar plums at Christmas? Have you ever had a sugar plum? I have never had a sugar plum. I've certainly never had one at Christmas. And I've certainly never dreamed of sugar plums dancing in my head. Who came up with sugar plums? When did that become a thing? I don't get sugar plums, but I know what it's like to want something sweet at Christmas, right? When I was a little kid, the sweet thing I wanted was Legos. Can I get an amen from those who are under the age of 10 and over 10? Very nice. We've already unwrapped some Legos at my house. Then I wanted a real bike. That seemed real sweet. And then I wanted an Atari 2600. Any Gen Xers out there? Come on, Frogger. Let's lift it up for Frogger. There we go, Frogger. Absolutely. And then when I got into high school, I wanted a real, genuine, compact disc player. Wow. Dare to dream, right? As I got older, I stopped dreaming about stuff, right? That wasn't the focus anymore. What did I dream about? I dreamed of being home for Christmas with all my friends, with all my family. I dreamed of the people I love being healthy and being happy this time of year, you know? And of course, I wanted to dream the sweetest dream of all: peace on earth. When's that going to come about anyway, right? Give me some of that. Some of those Christmas dreams came true. Got the Atari. Some of those dreams did not come true. Still waiting for that peace on earth. I always got what I needed, even if I didn't always get what I wanted. Now, there's nothing sugary. There is nothing selfish about Joseph's dream in today's story. We tend to make our Christmas celebrations so saccharine, you know? We make it so sentimental, but there are no sugar plums in Joseph's dream, right? The angel in the story was actually messing up Joseph's preferred vision of the future. He wanted to find a nice girl, get married, settle down, have some kids, live a nice, respectable, normal life. Mary's unexpected pregnancy, that made that impossible from that day forward. He wanted to get divorced real quiet, keep it friendly. Wanted to break off the relationship before the wedding day. Until this dream, until an angel spoke to him in a dream. The angel told Joseph, get married, raise the baby as his own, because this baby Jesus was going to grow up to be the Savior of the world. You want to get in on that at the ground floor. Now, modern people sometimes get uncomfortable with all the miracles we read about in the Christmas story. The virgin birth, that's a big one for people. An angel speaking, that's another one. And Joseph following this heavenly dream, that's still another one. I got to tell you, if that's what's upsetting you, the real thing that should upset you is that Jesus is the Son of God born in human flesh. That's the real miracle of Christmas, okay? It's bigger than all the others combined. That's the really wondrous thing that happened on Christmas Day. The Gospel of Matthew was written to a group of people who really liked the idea of God speaking to us in dreams, and they believed in this stuff, and they knew that that sort of thing could really happen. We struggle with that. They didn't. They were waiting for a dream like this. They were waiting for a story like this. And if you keep on reading the Gospel of Matthew, you're going to find that the entire Christmas story hinges on dream after dream after dream. Those wise men, they go and they find Jesus, and then they're warned in a dream. Don't go back to Herod. Go home by a different route. Saves their lives. Joseph has another dream. He dreams that King Herod's going to try to assassinate his kid. And he leaves town. He goes off to Egypt with Mary and his kid. He followed the dream. And after being there for some time, he has another dream that it's safe to go home to Israel. And then he has another dream after that. Don't go back to Bethlehem. You go live in Nazareth now. Dream after dream. We don't know much about this Joseph guy. We know this, though. He had the faith to follow his God-given dream. He had the faith to follow his God-given dream. Now, not all dreams are worth following. I cannot remember most of my actual dreams. The dreams I do remember are really weird. I don't care to talk about them even. They're weird. The daydreams that I do remember, even those are pretty worthless after a while. I don't even know what happened to my Atari 2600, you know? I don't even know what happened to my dream bike from when I was a kid. What happened to those dreams? They fade away from your life like what you dreamed about last night. They disappear, right? That's not meant to last. The Gospel of Matthew is not saying, follow your dreams. Because dreams can be pretty shallow and lame. The Gospel of Matthew is saying, follow this dream. That God would give us a Savior. Now, Matthew wrote his Christmas story to help you put your faith in Jesus Christ. And for hundreds of years, people dreamed about the Prince of Peace who would come to save the whole wide world. And the Gospel of Matthew begins this, with this royal announcement that here he is, Jesus was the guy we were all dreaming about, the Savior. The angel promises that Jesus would save us from our sins. John the Baptist later in the story promises us that he will baptize us with the Holy Spirit. Jesus healed the sick and the dying. Jesus taught us to forgive one another and to be peacemakers. Jesus taught us to put aside our anxiety by worshiping God instead of our money. The religious leaders and the politicians of the day, they killed Jesus. They put him in the ground. But 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead. If you put your faith in Jesus, you will inherit eternal life. That's the dream, the only dream worth following. Now, that might sound like another sugar plum fairy to some of you, right? Too sweet to be real, too sweet to be true. 2,000 years later, we still have not tasted peace on earth. But I say to you that this Christmas dream is coming true all around you right now. People are still being saved from their sins today. People are still being filled up with God's Spirit. People are still being healed of their diseases. People are still forgiving and learning how to work towards peace. People are still confronting their anxiety and learning to share with what they have. People are still dying without fear because they believe that they have eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. Joseph's dream really did come true. Jesus came to save the world, and he will save you if you put your faith in him. Now, there's a lot of crazy dreams out there Christmas time. Do not buy the delusion that expensive Christmas gifts are going to solve your problems this year. They will not. Do not buy the fantasy that your family needs to be as picture perfect as that Christmas card you sent out. It does not. Those are not Christmas dreams. Those are Christmas fantasies. And frankly, they're sometimes Christmas nightmares, because when they don't come true, we are crushed. We are hurt. They mess us up, those dreams. Put your faith in the Christmas dream that actually did come true, that Christ the Lord is born to save the world and to save you. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Amen.